Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about parallel universes, crystals, and something called beta blockers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
Sounds interesting.
We're taking a look at this book called Parallel Worlds, explored by E.J. Gold. And
I've heard of this one.
yeah, have you had a chance to look at it?
I have. I flipped through it.
Yeah.
It's well, it's kind of a strange book. It's like a mix of like a science journal and a personal diary and then like a product catalog all in one.
Yeah, it's a little hard to categorize for sure.
Sure.
So basically, this guy, E.J. Gold, claims to have invented something called a spirit radio that also acts as a beta blocker, which I don't even know where to start with that.
Beta blocker. That sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard that in a medical context.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's something different here.
Yeah, it's not the kind of beta blocker you would get from your doctor.
Okay.
In this case, Gold is using this term beta blocker to refer to anything that can suppress beta brainwaves. Mm-hmm. Now, beta brainwaves, these are associated with our normal waking state of consciousness, you know, when we're alert and focused and kind of busy.
Right.
But Gold believes that by blocking or suppressing these beta waves, we can tap into calmer brainwave states like alpha and theta.
Okay.
And these are the states that are associated with things like creativity, intuition, and deeper states of relaxation.
Okay, so it's about shifting our brainwave patterns to access these like different levels of consciousness.
Exactly. And he proposes that, you know, you can achieve this through a variety of methods.
Oh, interesting.
He talks about using like electronic devices, but he also mentions that certain activities like music or even being in nature can act as natural beta blockers.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, thinking about it, I definitely feel like more relaxed and kind of in the zone when I'm listening to music or, you know, taking a walk in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. And Gold actually suggests that certain types of music and even specific performers can be particularly effective at inducing these altered states of consciousness.
Oh, really? Like,
he specifically mentions bands like Led Zeppelin and The Who as having this beta blocking effect.
Hmm. I mean, that makes sense, I guess, when you think about the kind of music they make. It's very immersive and kind of trance-inducing in a way.
Right, exactly. It's like it takes you out of your normal headspace and into a different state of mind.
Yeah.
But I guess the big question is, how does all this tie into the spirit radio and this idea of communicating with other dimensions?
Right, because that's a whole other level.
Yeah, how do we get from beta brainwaves to talking to spirits?
Right.
Well, Gold claims that his spirit radio, which is essentially a modified crystal radio set using vintage components,
okay,
can actually tune into what he calls subtractive frequencies or ghost waves.
Ghost waves. Okay, we're getting into some spooky territory now.
Yeah, it gets a little creepy.
Yeah.
He believes that these ghost waves are like subtle waveforms that disembodied spirits can manipulate to communicate with us.
So he's saying there are like voices whispering to us from beyond our reality that we just can't normally hear.
That's exactly what he's saying. And he gives really specific instructions in the book on how to build a spirit radio.
Oh, really? So anyone can make one?
He makes it sound pretty straightforward, actually. But he does emphasize that the best time to use it is at night.
Okay.
And he describes the voices as being faint, like someone whispering right next to your ear.
Okay, that's a little creepy.
A little creepy, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable sitting alone in the dark listening to a spirit radio.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle that either. But did he actually hear anything? Like, did he give any specific examples of what he heard through this spirit radio?
Oh, yeah, he does. He recounts this really fascinating story about tuning into a talk show discussing parallel universes.
A talk show about parallel universes.
Right? Yeah, no, it's pretty wild. He was experimenting with what he calls his spooky Tesla spirit radio, which is basically a modified version of the spirit radio with a spiral coil.
Okay.
And he claims he stumbled upon this talk show where the hosts were discussing different historical outcomes, like what-if scenarios.
Oh, interesting. So like alternate timelines?
Exactly. He describes them talking about a universe where the North lost the Civil War and Hitler won World War II.
Wow, that's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you wonder what other possibilities are out there in the multiverse and if we could actually tune into them.
Right. And it makes you wonder about the nature of reality itself. So this brings us to Gold's theory of parallel universes.
Okay.
Do you have any familiarity with the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics or string theory?
I've heard of them, but I'm not an expert or anything.
Yeah, me neither. But basically, these theories suggest that there are multiple universes existing simultaneously.
Right.
And Gold's ideas kind of align with that, but he takes it a step further.
Okay, how so?
He believes that we're constantly switching tracks between these parallel worlds based on our choices.
So like every decision we make creates a split in reality and sends us down a different path.
Exactly. And that means that there are countless versions of ourselves out there living different lives based on the different choices they've made.
So there's like a me out there who decided to become a musician instead of a scientist.
Exactly. Maybe even a rock
I
star.
could have been a contender.
And there's another version of you who maybe went to a different college or married a different person.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think about.
It really is. It's like our lives are branching out into infinite possibilities with every choice we make.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if there's a way to consciously control which track we're on.
Well, that's where this idea of jaunting comes in.
Jaunting.
Yeah, Gold describes jaunting as the ability to consciously teleport between dimensions.
Like actually physically moving from one reality to another.
He compares it to the teleportation depicted in that science fiction novel, The Star Is My Destination, by Alfred Bester.
Oh, I've heard of that book.
Yeah, but Gold believes that with the right techniques and devices, we could potentially learn to jaunt at will.
Wow, so is that where this beacon device comes in? Is that what he claims can help us jaunt?
Exactly. The beacon is a device that Gold claims can facilitate conscious travel to parallel worlds and even retrieve what he calls parallel universe personas, or PUPs for short.
PUPs, parallel universe personas, so like other versions of ourselves from different realities.
Right. It's like collecting lost pieces of ourselves from across the multiverse.
That sounds intense.
Yeah. And it's not exactly a walk in the park.
I bet.
He describes using the beacon as a way to enter a deep theta brainwave state and interact with these alternate versions of ourselves.
Theta brainwave state, that's the same state we were talking about earlier,
Yeah.
associated with creativity and intuition.
Exactly. And he claims that the beacon can help us access that state and facilitate these interdimensional encounters.
So what does this beacon involve? Like, how does it actually work?
Well, he mentions using Crystal Gripper's headphones and even a specially charged CD as part of the process.
A charged CD.
Yeah, I know it sounds a little strange,
A little bit.
but he doesn't go into a lot of detail about what's actually on the CD. But he suggests that it plays a crucial role in the beacon's functionality.
Interesting. So we relax, we slip into this theta state, and then encounter our alternate selves, these PUPs. What happens next? Do we just chat with them, or is there more to it?
Gold describes a process of integration where we can actually absorb these PUPs into our current being.
Absorb them.
Yeah, he believes that by doing so, we can gain their knowledge, skills, and experiences, and ultimately become a more complete version of ourselves.
So it's not just about meeting these other versions of ourselves, but about merging with them in a way.
Exactly. He calls this achieving the assembly and becoming the essential self.
The assembly and the essential self. So a lot of interesting terminology here.
Yeah, it's a whole new vocabulary, but it's a fascinating concept to think that we could potentially integrate the experiences of all our alternate selves and become this more well-rounded and multidimensional being.
Right. But is it all positive? Like, are there any downsides to this whole process?
Well, that's where things get a little complicated. Gold acknowledges that there can be challenges, particularly with something he calls the chronic.
The chronic, what's that?
He describes it as the ingrained resistance of what he calls the beta mind to change and spiritual awakening.
So it's like our own minds fight back against this process of expansion and integration.
Exactly. It's like a part of us clings to our current identity and resists letting go of our old patterns and limitations.
Okay, I can see how that could be a problem.
Yeah. And Gold goes into great detail about the various forms this chronic can take.
So how do we overcome it?
Well, he emphasizes the importance of journaling introspection and honest self-assessment as ways to understand and manage the chronic's effects.
So it's about being aware of our own resistance and actively working to break free from those limiting patterns.
Exactly. And he also advocates for the continued use of beta blockers, suggesting that repeated exposure to these altered states of consciousness can help us weaken the grip of the chronic.
So it's like building up our tolerance to these expanded states of awareness.
Right. And he believes that over time, this can help us integrate these new aspects of ourselves more smoothly and effectively.
This is all incredibly complex.
Yeah, we've got these beta blockers, the spirit radio jaunting between dimensions, retrieving parallel universe personas, and battling the chronic.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. But I think to understand how all of this works, we need to delve a little deeper into Gold's background and his early research with biofeedback.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Let's go back to the beginning and see how we got started on this path.
All right, so Gold's interest in consciousness and altered states goes way back to the 1960s when he was involved in biofeedback research.
Biofeedback, that's where you use technology to monitor and control your body's functions, right?
Exactly. And this early work with biofeedback seems to have laid the groundwork for Gold's exploration of brainwave entrainment.
Brainwave entrainment.
Yeah, it's the idea that you can use external stimuli to influence your brainwave frequencies.
So like using binaural beats or those light and sound machines.
Exactly. Gold believes that various stimuli, like sound, light, and even electromagnetic radiation, can affect our brainwave patterns.
Okay.
And he claims that his beta blockers work by inducing similar entrainment effects.
But instead of external stimuli, he's using these specific arrangements of crystals and electronic components to target brainwave activity.
Right. He's essentially creating devices that act as internal brainwave influencers.
That's pretty wild.
It is. And what's interesting is that he doesn't limit beta blockers to just electronic devices.
Oh, really?
He also mentions certain activities like music, dance, and even the energy of certain performers as having beta blocking effects.
So going to a concert or dancing could potentially shift our brainwave patterns in a similar way to using one of his devices.
That's what he's suggesting.
I wonder if we're all experiencing these subtle shifts in brainwave activity without even realizing it.
It's an interesting thought, right? Like maybe these altered states are more common than we think. We just
Yeah.
don't always recognize them.
It makes you wonder if we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with our minds.
Exactly. So we've got these beta blockers, and we know they come in a few different
Right, he
forms.
mentioned amulets, tabletop devices, bedside
And even a
units.
powerful one called the sledgehammer.
The sledgehammer, yikes.
Right. I don't even want to know what that one
Me
does.
neither. But do we know how all these different versions work?
Well, he doesn't go into great detail about the specific mechanics of each form,
Okay.
but he suggests that they all operate by generating a field effect that influences brainwaves.
A field effect, so like an electromagnetic field or something.
He doesn't explicitly say, but based on his descriptions of using coils and capacitors, it seems like that's what he's suggesting.
Interesting. So we've got these beta blockers generating some kind of field that interacts with our brain waves and supposedly shifts our consciousness to access these deeper states.
Right, where things like psychic abilities and interdimensional communication become possible.
Okay, I'm starting to get the bigger picture here.
Good. But let's go back to the spirit radio for a second.
Okay.
How does Gold explain its ability to pick up these messages from other dimensions?
Right, because that's a big claim.
It is, does he offer any scientific basis for that?
Well, he tries to ground his explanations in his understanding of physics and wave phenomena.
Okay.
He discusses concepts like wave cancellation, beat frequency oscillation, and something he calls subtractive frequencies or ghost waves.
Okay. Break it down for
And so basically, he describes how when waves collide, they can create these subwaves or harmonic frequencies
me.
that are the difference between the original frequencies.
Okay.
And these are his subtractive frequencies.
Okay.
And he believes that these subtle waveforms are what disembodied spirits can manipulate to communicate.
So these ghost waves exist beneath the louder or more obvious frequencies, and that's what the spirit radio is designed to pick up.
That seems to be his hypothesis.
It's like there's a whole hidden world of communication happening right under our noses.
Right, and we're just not tuned in to hear it.
Exactly. It's a pretty mind-blowing concept. But does Gold address the skeptical scientific community?
Good question, because I'm sure there are plenty of scientists who would raise an eyebrow at his theories.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He definitely expresses some frustration with the scientific establishment.
Like they're not taking him seriously.
He suggests that they're resistant to new ideas and dismissive of anything outside their accepted paradigms.
So he sees himself as a bit of a maverick going against the grain of mainstream science.
Definitely, he seems to have a strong independent streak and a willingness to explore unconventional theories.
Even if it means facing criticism.
Exactly. He's not afraid to challenge the status quo.
So does he offer any concrete evidence to support his claims, or is it mostly based on personal anecdotes and testimonials?
That's a good question, and one that we'll definitely need to explore further. He does offer some technical explanations and draws upon his knowledge of physics and electronics, but a lot of his evidence seems to be rooted in personal experiences and the anecdotal accounts of others who have used his devices.
So it's a mix of scientific theory and personal experience.
Exactly, and it's up to each individual to decide how much weight they give to each side of that equation.
Right, because ultimately it comes down to whether you believe him or not.
Exactly. Now let's talk about jaunting, because this is where things get really interesting. Does Gold share any examples of people who have actually achieved this conscious teleportation between dimensions?
I'd love to hear about that.
Well, he doesn't provide detailed accounts of specific jaunting experiences,
Oh.
but he often references The Stars My Destination, that science fiction novel that explores the concept of teleportation.
Right.
And he seems to draw inspiration from this book as a framework for understanding the potential of jaunting.
So he sees it as a real possibility, not just a fictional concept.
Exactly. And he even suggests that certain Earth tracks, which are like parallel versions of our planet,
Okay.
could offer refuge from societal or environmental disasters.
So if we could master this jaunting ability, we could potentially escape to a parallel world where things are better.
That's the idea. But it also raises some ethical questions.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, if we knew we had an escape hatch, would we still be as motivated to address the problems in our current reality?
That's a really good point. It makes you think about the implications of having that kind of power.
Right, and what would happen to the people we left behind?
Yeah, it's not a decision to be taken lightly.
Definitely not. But for now, let's focus on the personal experiences of those who have supposedly retrieved their parallel universe personas or PUPs.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear more about that.
So Gold describes this process as a form of waking dreaming or astral travel.
Okay, those are terms I've heard before, but I'm not sure I fully understand them.
Well, basically, it involves using the beacon device to enter a deep theta brainwave state
Right.
and interact with these alternate versions of ourselves.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier that there's a CD involved in this process.
Yeah.
Is there any information on what the CD contains?
Unfortunately, Gold is a little vague on the specifics. He describes it as being charged shamanically and essential to the beacon's functionality, but he doesn't go into detail about the actual content.
So it's a bit of a mystery.
It is, but he does mention that more advanced training doesn't rely on the CD, suggesting it's a tool for beginners.
Okay, so once you've mastered the technique, you don't need the CD anymore.
Right, you can access these states on your own.
Got it. So we relax, enter this theta brainwave state, and then encounter these alternate selves, these PUPs. What happens then? What does this integration process actually look like?
Well, Gold describes it as a gradual process of absorbing the knowledge, skills, and experiences of these PUPs.
So, like downloading information from another version of ourselves.
Yeah, it's like integrating their memories and perspectives into our own consciousness.
And he believes that this can enhance our sense of self and expand our consciousness.
Exactly. He calls this achieving the assembly, where the scattered selves are reunited into a unified essential self.
So it's not just about meeting these other versions of ourselves, but about merging with them and becoming this more complete and well-rounded individual.
Exactly. It's a pretty profound concept.
It is, and it makes you wonder what kind of person you would become if you could actually tap into the full potential of all your alternate selves.
Right. It's like unlocking hidden levels of ourselves.
Yeah, and accessing a whole new range of possibilities.
Exactly. But we have to remember that there's this potential downside to this whole process.
Right, the chronic.
Exactly. Gold describes it as a kind of resistance that we might encounter as we begin to explore these other realities and integrate our parallel universe personas.
So it's like our own minds are trying to hold us back from evolving.
That's one way to put it. He sees it as the beta mind's attempt to cling to its familiar patterns and resist the expansion of consciousness.
But what does that resistance actually look like?
Well, Gold describes it as manifesting in various ways, from physical discomfort and emotional turmoil to mental blocks and a resurgence of old patterns.
So it's not just a mental thing, it can affect us on multiple levels.
Right. And he believes that this resistance can be particularly strong for people who are very attached to structure control and the logical framework of the beta mind.
So people who are very set in their ways might have a harder time with this.
That's what he suggests.
But Gold offers methods for dealing with this resistance, right?
He does. He emphasizes the importance of journaling introspection and honest self-assessment as ways to understand and manage the chronic's effects.
So it's about being aware of those resistant patterns and actively working to break free from them.
Exactly. And he also advocates for continued use of beta blockers, suggesting that repeated exposure to these altered states of consciousness can help us overcome this resistance.
So it's about building up our resilience and our capacity to embrace these expanded states of awareness.
Right. And he believes that over time, this can lead to a more profound and lasting transformation.
It sounds like quite a journey.
It definitely is. It's a journey into the depth of our own consciousness and the infinite possibilities of the multiverse.
And it all starts with quieting those beta waves.
Exactly. It's about shifting our perception and opening ourselves to a whole new way of experiencing reality.
I'm definitely intrigued to learn more.
Me too. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to E.J. Gold and his theories about parallel worlds.
I can't wait to see what else he has to offer.
Stay tuned because we're just getting started.
Picking up where we left off with those jaunting Earth tracks, Gold suggests that what we think of as alien encounters might actually be beings from other dimensions.
Okay, so instead of little green men from Mars, we're talking about like interdimensional travelers
Right, exactly.
popping in from parallel worlds.
Yeah, and Gold even points out that a lot of the technology associated with UFO sightings would make more sense if we were talking about interdimensional travel than interstellar voyages.
But if they can travel between dimensions, do they do it intentionally? Like, are they trying to contact us?
That's a good question. Gold doesn't really say what their intentions are, but he does imply that these interdimensional beings could be observing us or even trying to influence our world.
Okay, now that's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a bit unsettling.
But wouldn't their technology be way beyond anything we can even imagine?
Well, Gold argues that our understanding of physics is still pretty basic,
Okay.
and these international travelers might have technology and abilities that look like magic to us, but are just based on principles of physics we haven't discovered yet.
So, like those sci-fi stories where advanced alien civilizations have tech that seems like magic to less developed cultures.
Exactly.
But is it dangerous to interact with them, especially if we don't know their motives?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Gold doesn't come right out and say, don't talk to them.
Oh, okay.
But he does emphasize how important it is to understand the rules of interdimensional travel.
Okay.
He says we shouldn't just try to contact extraterrestrial or interdimensional beings without knowing what we're doing.
So basically, proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Do you think he's hinting that there are risks involved?
Maybe he doesn't go into detail about specific dangers,
Okay.
but he stresses the importance of personal development and spiritual growth before messing around with this stuff.
So we need to be prepared.
Yeah, he believes we need a strong sense of self and a deep understanding of consciousness before we can safely navigate the multiverse.
He keeps talking about this essential self that we achieve by integrating our parallel universe personas.
Right.
Is that what he thinks is the key to safely interacting with these other realities?
It seems to be a really important part of his theory. He thinks by integrating our parallel universe personas, we become more grounded, more aware, and better equipped to handle the complexities of interdimensional travel.
So it's like leveling up in a video game.
Exactly. And like in a video game, there are consequences for rushing into advanced levels before you're ready.
And he calls this resistance. We face the chronic.
Right.
It's like our own minds are trying to hold us back.
He talks about how it can manifest in a lot of different ways, from physical discomfort to emotional turmoil to mental blocks.
Okay, so it's not just a mental thing.
No, it can affect us on multiple levels.
And he says some personality types might struggle more with this than others.
Like who?
People who are really attached to structure and control, those who are really stuck in that beta mindset.
They might have a harder time letting go and embracing the fluidity of the multiverse.
Exactly.
But he offers methods for dealing with this resistance.
Right? Yeah, he emphasizes journaling introspection and honest self-assessment.
A lot of inner work.
Exactly. And he also suggests things like movements, exercises, sacred movements, and altar work.
So a more holistic approach, combining internal and external practices.
Right. He believes that these practices can help us break free from the limitations of the beta mind and open ourselves to the full spectrum of our multidimensional being.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that even on that safe haven Earth-ray 15A, there are still challenges.
Yeah, it seems like no matter where you go in the multiverse, there are going to be difficulties.
He says every reality has its own unique set of challenges.
Okay, like what?
He describes some pretty intense scenarios, like a world where Earth is hit with gamma radiation from a supernova,
Oh, wow.
or a reality where China rules the world.
Those don't sound very appealing.
Not really.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure we don't end up in a worse situation than the one we're trying to escape?
That's a good question. Gold suggests that with practice and training, we can develop a stronger intuition and learn to make better choices about which realities to explore.
So we need to hone our interdimensional navigation skills.
Exactly. And he mentions a device called the Beacon Strapper that supposedly helps with this process.
Okay. And what about that smart pill amulet he
Yeah,
mentioned?
he doesn't really explain that one in detail.
Okay.
But based on the name and the context, it sounds like another tool for enhancing cognitive function or accessing altered states of consciousness.
Interesting. But how does this jaunting actually work? Like, how do we physically teleport to another dimension?
Well, Gold uses the analogy of a train switching tracks. He says our choices and actions create a kind of momentum that propels us towards certain realities.
So it's not like stepping through a portal or anything.
No, he describes it as a shift in perception, like our consciousness aligns with a different set of probabilities.
So our consciousness is like tuning into a different frequency, like changing channels on a radio.
Exactly. But here's a question. Once we've jainted to another reality, what happens to our original self?
Do we leave a copy behind, or does our consciousness fully transfer?
Gold doesn't give a clear answer on that one.
Oh.
He suggests that both scenarios might be possible depending on the type of jaunt and how integrated we are with our parallel universe personas.
So there's a lot we still don't know.
Yeah, it's a pretty complex concept.
It is, and it raises even more questions about the nature of identity and consciousness.
Right, and it highlights the importance of preparation and self-awareness before attempting something like this.
Definitely. This is some serious mind-bending stuff.
It really is, and we've only scratched the surface of Gold's multiverse.
There's so much more to explore.
Well, stay tuned, because we're about to go even deeper down the rabbit hole. Okay, so we're ready to go deeper down the rabbit hole. Gold says our everyday view of reality is actually pretty limited.
He says we filter everything through this thing he calls the beta mind.
Yeah, and the beta mind loves logic and reason.
Not so much intuition or creativity.
He compares it to an inverted aluminum colander stuck on our heads.
Blocking out a whole bunch of experiences and possibilities.
Not a very flattering image.
No, not really. But I get what he means. Like our education and society kind of program us to see the world in a very specific way.
So he sees beta blockers as a way to break free from that
Like cracking open the colander.
and letting in all those new possibilities.
He thinks by suppressing beta brainwaves, we can tap into a deeper awareness
And access our psychic abilities.
and even connect with other dimensions.
It makes you wonder what we might be missing out on.
Like, what if there's a whole world of energy and information we just can't perceive with our normal senses?
Well, that's something Gold explores in detail.
Really?
He talks about these things called Maxwell's demons.
Maxwell's demons.
What are those? He describes them as existing in fluid and gaseous solutions, and their movements and patterns don't follow the rules of physics as we know them.
So they're like anomalies.
Yeah, he sees them as proof of a deeper level of reality.
Like there's this hidden world of energy that's always there.
But we can't see it
Or feel it.
because our beta minds are tuned to a different frequency.
Makes you wonder if some of those unexplained paranormal things people report might be glimpses into that deeper level.
Right, like maybe there's more to it than just imagination.
Gold encourages us to pay attention to those experiences.
And to explore them with an open mind.
He says by using beta blockers and practicing things that expand our consciousness, we might start to perceive these subtle energies more directly.
He also talks about breaking free from a predetermined destiny.
Oh, interesting.
Do you think that means we can actually change the course of our lives?
He seems to think so.
Here.
He believes we make choices that affect not just our reality.
But also the realities of our alternate selves.
That's a big responsibility
It
now.
is, and it brings up questions about free will.
And whether we have more control over our lives than we think.
He uses the analogy of a game to describe our journey through the multiverse
Like we're all players in this grand cosmic game.
with infinite possibilities.
And we can choose our own adventure.
Exactly. He also mentions this idea of dying before you die.
Dying before you die. That's a bit cryptic.
It is. What do you think it means?
It sounds like letting go of our attachment to our current identity.
Like shedding our ego.
He seems to believe that's how we open ourselves up to the more expansive nature of our multidimensional being.
So it's about transcending our limited sense of self.
And realizing we are much more than just our physical bodies and our egos,
He sees us as infinite beings.
connected to a vast web of existence.
That's a beautiful idea. But how do we actually apply that to our everyday lives?
He suggests it's not about erasing our identity,
Okay.
but about expanding it by incorporating the wisdom and experiences of our alternate selves.
So gathering and assembling those fragmented parts of ourselves into a more cohesive whole.
It's like becoming a more well-rounded version of ourselves.
Integrating all those different experiences from across the multiverse.
But could we do that without losing our sense of self in this reality?
That's where the concept of the assembly comes in.
Right.
Gold believes that by consciously integrating those parallel universe personas,
Okay.
we can create a more integrated sense of self without losing our grounding in this world.
So it's a balancing act.
It is. But is there a risk of getting lost in these other realities?
Like losing touch with our primary self.
Yeah, Gold would probably agree that we need to approach this with caution.
He says we need to develop strong grounding and self-awareness before we dive too deep.
So it's not about just randomly jumping between dimensions.
No, we need a clear understanding of the potential risks and rewards.
And he emphasizes working with experienced guides.
People who can help us navigate these uncharted territories.
He even talks about creating brain power centers where people can learn these techniques and explore the multiverse safely.
It sounds like he's really committed to helping people unlock their full potential.
He does come across as a passionate teacher and explorer. His theories are definitely out there, but he presents them with such enthusiasm and conviction.
It's hard not to be at least a little bit intrigued.
What was your initial reaction when you first read his work?
Honestly, I was pretty skeptical at first.
Yeah.
Some of his claims seem so far out there.
Okay.
But the more I read, the more I appreciated his willingness to question conventional thinking and explore those possibilities that most people wouldn't even consider.
It's like he's inviting us to step outside the box and consider a whole new way of looking at reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if we don't agree with everything he says,
it definitely makes you think.
It does. He challenges us to expand our awareness and to consider the possibility that there's much more to the universe and to ourselves than we currently understand.
This deep dive has been a wild ride.
It has. We've explored parallel universes, interdimensional travel, and the idea that we can tap into this network of alternate selves.
It's a lot to take in. Where do we even go from here?
I think Gold would say we need to keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And stay open to the possibility that reality is much more fluid and interconnected than we think.
He reminds us that even the most established scientific truths can change as we learn more.
So we can use his theories as a starting point for our own exploration.
And maybe we'll even find evidence to support or refute his claims.
Imagine the possibilities if we could truly tap into the full potential of our multidimensional selves.
It's definitely something to ponder. If you could access a parallel universe, what would you ask your alternate self?
What knowledge or insights would you seek?
That's a question worth considering as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of E.J. Gold and his exploration of parallel worlds.
And as Gold himself says, in physics, everything is speculation. Even what's been proven by math and lab results will change as we learn more. So keep an open mind, stay curious, and never stop exploring the infinite possibilities that might be waiting just beyond the boundaries of our current reality.